Reading from the Brihadbhagavatamrita, Book 1, Chapter 5, Text 83. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Sri Prithovacha Anathaya Saputraya Mamapad Ganato Sukrit Taraya Mochinat Samyag Devaki Matritopiya Kripa Vishesha Krishnasya Swasyam Anumito Maya. Sri Pritha Kunti said, I have no husband to protect me, but Krishna always interceded just in time to save me and my sons from calamity. But this I understood, from this I understood that Krishna's mercy on me was special, greater than even his mercy on his mother Devaki. Purport. Queen Kunti, in her famous prayers to Krishna, compares a relationship with Krishna to Devaki's. Yata Rishikesha Kalena Devaki, Kamsena Rudhati Charam Sucharpita, Vimochitaham Chasaha Maja Vibho, Tvayeva Natena Muhur Vipadganath. O Rishikesha, master of the senses and lord of the lords, you have released me and my children and your mother, Devaki, who was long imprisoned and distressed by the envious king Kamsa from a series of constant dangers. Vishan Mahagne Purushada Darshanat Asatsabhaya Vanavasa Kritrata Mede Medeneka Maharatastrato Dronyastratas Chasma Hare Barakshita. My dear Krishna, your lordship has protected us from a poisoned cake, from a great fire, from cannibals, from the vicious assembly, from sufferings during our exiles in the forest, and from the battle where great generals fought. And now you have saved us from the weapons of Ashvatthama. Bhagavatam 1:8, 23:24. Srimati Kunti here implies that Krishna's mercy on her differs from his mercy on Devaki. Krishna saved Devaki from Kamsa's persecution, but only after Devaki had been imprisoned for a long time. Moreover, he released Devaki only once, and even when freed, she was still unhappy because Krishna had not rescued the first of her six sons from the murder of Kamsa. But Krishna saved Kunti repeatedly together with her sons. Krishna always came to their rescue without delay. When Duryodhana tried to feed Bhima a poison cake, when Duryodhana tried to burn the Pandavas alive in the palace made of lac, when the brothers had to face man-eating rakshasas like Hindimba, when they were cheated by the Kauravas at gambling on numerous other occasions, Devaki had protectors other than Krishna, including her husband and other Vrishni heroes, whereas for Kunti, Krishna was the only shelter. Kunti therefore considered her own dependence on Krishna more complete. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Taksurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam ददाति सापदन्तिकम् वंशा कल्पातरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभयेव च पतितानां भावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैता गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्तवृन्द, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Greetings from Govardhan. Today, but actually at the same time, but Wisdom of the Sages is broadcasting from my Govardhan Hilton ashram. I feel very honored. And I have these two very nice apartments. Radhacharan was there, Raghunath was there. One of the apartments, beautiful, up above, breeze, view of Govardhan, really nicely done, all facilities. People really love it. And as I say, my mission statement is faith is trust by experience. And to give an opportunity to these people who are spreading Krishna consciousness and just get a drop of this Govardhan mercy. And they enter. They enter. Kastubha came, he immediately went around. And from then on in, he's been constantly engaged. But because I'm the host, initially thought my class was this daylight savings time. I just found out when I was working on my computer and Rati's message came and it says seemed like it'd be an hour early. And then I guess it was daylight savings time. So I gave him my router. So it's on a phone. So if it runs out halfway, I'll have to go next door and get off that, get that router too. But the guest in Sanskrit is Atithi Bhagavan. Atithi means guest, the guest is God. And this is our philosophy and this is the culture. And it's really imbibed in cultured Indians' homes. You know, this is not my home, this is your home. And I know one person I've been close to, Hriday Chaitanya Das, recently initiated, not by me, who walked from France through the Middle East without any money to learn dependence on God. And when he went through Iran, every house he went, they gave him bread and they quoted something from the Quran that that when the guest comes, Allah comes. So I do really appreciate hosting and serving the people that are here. Rasi Govinda and Mallory are downstairs apartment. He's cooking breakfast and lunch so I can really serve my guests. And by Krishna's grace, her health seems to have finally been, she's very, very sick. Have been she was 3 weeks practically in Ayurvedic clinics without any improvement. And today when I came for lunch, I saw these paper decorations and things that, she's been able to walk a little bit. So that's really nice to see. And Tamal Krishnamurti's Pushpa Samadhi is here tomorrow. Tomorrow will be the disappearance of His Grace Tamal Krishnamurti, who was a good friend of mine and showed me a lot of kindness and mercy. In fact, I was in Oxford for him before and I was on my way to America before the last time he came to Mayapur. And unfortunately, he left the world. So anyway, it's just nice to think of him and of his friendship. And his two sides. One was the incredible servant of Prabhupada, who was entrusted by Prabhupada at the very end. And practically speaking, every major thing in ISKCON was done by him. I mean, from finding the land in Mayapur, Prabhupada sent him and he came back and I got the deed, and you can go on and on. Of the spreading Krishna consciousness in China, and there's so many things. It goes on and on. There's an endless list. But the part I remember about him is, and this is very spontaneous. I wasn't even planning to speak. Was that, ISKCON was an army. And an army has ranks and protocol. This person's senior and this person's junior, and in that type of structure, which is also necessary, but you forget the part that we're part of Gaur Lila. Different people I respect. Different people I respect. Have that conception of the speciality of the people who appeared in Prabhupada's Leela practically the same minute as Lord Brahma's day, where Krishna appears and then Lord Chaitanya appears. After trillions and trillions of years, we hit the jackpot. And it a lot of my we look at the inspired side of devotees and not ordinary dealings, and a lot of people I really respect, they consider that these people practically part of Gaur Lila and part of Prabhupada's Lila. And what I liked about Tamal Krishna Maharaj is that he brought that aspect. Especially around prasadam and inviting devotees and that aspect. And I remember I was in Prabhupada's room during his last days, and Prabhupada needed this special medicine, and Prabhupada had a dream or something about this special medicine with diamonds and pearls and whatever it is. And it was by an Ayurvedic Kaviraj, and they sent people and somebody met his friend who just came back from a Kaviraj, and when he went to see the Kaviraj, he had that Ramanuja Tilak, and he was making that medicine. He came in and he told Prabhupada the story. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj was at his feet and said, "Prabhupada, this is just like Chaitanya Charitamrita." And I remember in the Goshala, where the VIHA building is there was a house, and it was on 10 acres of land, and some of my close god brothers lived there with their wives, and we'd have functions with Narottam Das Thakur's bhajans, and I had a cook. It was unparalleled, actually. It was working for me. He was Vishwanath. He was unparalleled. On a codicil, he can make sweet rice by making the grains out of potatoes and frying them. Amazing. Tamal Krishna Maharaj was a connoisseur. And I remember Bhakti Trus was there and Abhiram and different Vaishnavas, and it's a beautiful, and we had Narottam Bhajans and served this incredible feast. And I remember what Tamal Krishna Maharaj said. He said, "I knew one day we would be experiencing the ecstasy of Chaitanya Charitamrita. But I never knew it would be this soon." So it is Pushpa Samadhi tomorrow. I'll go for the feast, and there's a Pushpanjali, and then Kastubha will go, and we'll honor. When you come to Govardhan and visit me next time, I'm just collecting Incredible sadhus. Incredible sadhus. There are people, there are Uttama Adhikaris in the Krishna consciousness movement. They're incredible people. So one day I was taking lunch with Bhaktivedanta Goswami. And on the way out, I think this guy was driving a rickshaw or I don't know, maybe his motorbike. He said, "Would you like a lift back?" And I said, "Sure." He said, "But could you come to my house and see my deities?" And he's a disciple of Bhaktivedanta Goswami, must be from Azerbaijan or one of those places. And you go, and it's like he has a rented place in Brajsundar, and it's like going into, Russia years ago with babushkas and old ladies there, and he has his own room. And he has a bed, and before his bed, he has an altar. And he has beautiful Radha Krishna, and he has Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and it's a whole story. But he has all the Vaishnavas, and he gets that, he knows and prominent, but all the gopis, cowherd boys, each deity is $200. All the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The six Goswamis, and he goes this whole story about our parampara. And then it's like, and then in the other side, right, it's hard to vision, is a little deity of Prabhupada. And then he explains Prabhupada. And then he has a deity of Brahmananda, and through Brahmananda. And he starts explaining the associates, the tiger of Sankirtan, Lord, Indradyumna Swami, and he has deities of all these, Jamuna Devi, of all these disciples of Prabhupada, and grand disciples that he, and he's got these little deities made. So he gets really excited. The deity of Tamal Krishnamurti is there. And I think took Raghunath there and Mara and different people. And seeing the appreciation he has, he's a Rasika Bhakta. He's very deep. He takes his family around Govardhan every day. He has an auto rickshaw. Every day he goes around Govardhan, and he knows great sadhus. But to see his inspiration for the his inspiration for the inspiration of those Sankirtan generals, who is serving Prabhupada and help spread the Krishna consciousness movement, sacrificing their youth. And of course, preeminent is Tamal Krishnamurti in many ways. So that's really, really nice. And my separation, in the future, I think I'm going to spend 8 months here. Every day I'm finding someone coming after I leave, and it breaks my heart too. That wanted to see me. So this is really a place where I'm so fully engaged, serving Vaishnavas. And a group came from America, wonderful group, but really beautiful American boys and girls who are becoming devotees by one fan of Monday Morning Greetings, this lady named Anandini Lalita, incredibly potent, and those people. And they came to my room, and I explained about bhakti. And but let me just tell you, so I'm really trying to take advantage of my last days here. There was in the Govardhan Retreat Center, there was a Harikatha retreat. They rented out. It's not just ISKCON. So there was a group. And It rent out, and I know the organizer, and he said, "Please come." And I was doing things, and then I get a message, "I'm missing you." So I went to one or two classes of Vaishnava in line from Raghunath Bhat Goswami's first disciples, a Sanskrit scholar, humble person, very beautiful soul. Listened to those classes, really nice. And then I didn't go to this one, but somehow they invited the Mahant of Radhakund, a young okay. So, and traditionally, I mean, it's not someone I would invite to one of my retreats. Traditionally, it's been some contention. They don't accept us, et cetera. But I guess there's new generations. And this Mahant, he went and spoke to their group of Westerners, but Westerners. From morning to evening, Hari Katha by the greatest scholars in Vrindavan in English, Pundarik Goswami and Acharya Lal Bhatt, really, very. So they had Vinod Baba, I mean, different people came. They invited these people to speak. And he came in the evening and he just spoke about Prabhupada. And with sincerity and his experience, of living in Radhakund and then going to preach in Moscow and then getting a sense yeah. Can you hear me now?
Yes, Raj.
So I think you weren't hearing that part, but what I was explaining is all these great acharyas were there, like amazingly powerful acharyas, learned, rasika bhaktas, very advanced. And I was appreciating them. And I was talking to Borijan. I went to, one of the classes and such nice realizations. And the point was that still no one has done what Prabhupada has done. Krishna Shakti Vina Nahi Pavartana. Without Krishna Shakti, you can't spread Krishna consciousness around the world. So that was really nice. And then I did something that I never did before. I don't know what I spoke on Wednesday when the Ekadasi was, but I stayed overnight at Barsana, a little hotel, and attended the all-night kirtan. I can send some people some pictures of that, of simple, humble people, wonderful Vaishnav. Okay, so now let's get to the what we're here now. And what I'm seeing here now, and I'm skipping well, I gotta do one thing. I'm actually skipping a little because I really want to get up. I'm skipping ahead a little bit, but what's happening is Narada glorified Yudhisthira, and then each one of the Pandavas and then Draupadi couldn't accept that they had Krishna's mercy. And no matter, and in one sense, they discuss calamities, etc., but that's. They're too mature devotees to not see that as mercy, although they mentioned it a little bit. And then some of them expressed their the mercy, Krishna was with them, and there was, they had reasons to say, we had reasons to say that they were. But the ultimate point that was made is that none of them saw they had Krishna's mercy because he was in Dwarka more than with him. So how can they be the topmost recipient of Krishna's mercy? I'm just going to tell one more story, and I'm going to get back to this, but it's interesting. So some of you know Sabyasachi. He accompanied me on my tour. His realizations are very deep in Krishna consciousness. What to speak? He practically built the Mayapur Samadhi with that things he's done technologically. Okay. I think it should be good now. If I could be highlighted, that would be helpful. Okay. So one more story. So, because we went to this Vinod Baba, and he, there's no conflict. He doesn't initiate people. He's not like that. It's just nice sangha. There's no conflict or anything, and he's respected. Even he went to Mayapur. They brought him on the altar, and he did artita pancha tattva. So he's kind of universally respected. So he was doing intense bhajan in Braja. 2, 3 lakhs of rounds every day. And when people would find out where he was, he would just disappear to another place. And this went on for many, many years. Now he has an ashram in Barsana. It went on for many, many years. So the Sabyasachi, he wanted to find him and ask him a question. So somehow he found out where he was, and he brought someone to speak Hindi. He needed a translator. And it was 2007. That's seven, almost 20 years ago. And he said that, I'm chanting Hare Krishna sincerely, but I don't feel like I'm advancing in Krishna consciousness. And then the translator told him, Vinod Baba turned to his disciples and he smiled. He said, "I don't know what mission this person belongs to, but he's been educated properly. Because the result of advancement is one becomes humble." And then he said, it's not so important. The most important thing is Taramadye Sarva Shreshte Nama Sankirtan Nira Aparade Poya Paya Premadan. The most important thing is that there are many process devotional service, but if you chant the holy name without offense, you get prema. And then he said, "Nam nam akari bahudani jasarva saktis." The holy name has all potencies. So there's initiation, not initiation. He's not minimizing them, but it's also in Shastra. What organization, etc. If you chant Krishna's name purely, you get love of Godhead. So it's just nice to see Vaishnava has that mood and other Vaishnavas appreciate Prabhupada. So the real point that they're all making, and it's coming down from each one, is really how we define what is God's kindness. And God's mercy is Himself and the things that bring us closer to His lotus feet. Not controlling the world and the things that give us more power to do so. And they all have that realization. And they have that faith, unflinching trust in unflinching trust in something sublime, and really having that conviction that the sublimity of God's holy name, the sublimity of God's association, is worth any price you have to pay for it. And we have that story of Mukunda, where he was banned because he was a simple guy. He was a, you know, the singer of Lord Chaitanya. And he heard some Mayavadi thought, Lord Chaitanya was banned him. I don't want to see him. And then it comes down, he's so forlorn. He says, well, ask him when I'll see him again. He said, not for many millions of births. And he said, I will, I will, I will. And Lord Chaitanya brought him because he saw he had that faith that God's holy name and the association of God and that direct darshan, when you actually see Krishna and you feel that energy between you, which is the essence of the Ladini Shakti or the pleasure potency. So the Brihadbhagavatamrita now is educating us on this point from every person. And of course, the most famous quote is Queen Kunti, Vipata Shantu Tashashvat, Tatra Tatra Jagat Guru. Let those calamities happen again and again. And here she's making another point that's so relevant too. And this point always struck me, that she was more fortunate than Krishna's mother, because Krishna's mother had a husband and people to support her. King Kunti didn't. It's not just that you don't have people supporting you, it's that ultimately that's what this story is, that Queen Kunti, she had more need. Need attracts mercy. That's why pride and entitlement destroy bhakti. Because you can't feel love if you feel entitled. Because love is mercy. Mercy means undeserved. So need attracts mercy. And therefore, when Krishna puts us in situations, whereas Prabhupada said he reduces our material protective agents, it can create a consciousness that attracts Krishna's mercy. And that's one of Queen Kunti's prayers. Janmaishvarya Shruta Shribir Edamana Madat Punavahat Yabudaitumva. Twam Akinchana Gotra, the Gotra, the line of Akinchana. Akinchana means something, Akinchana means nothing. Those who are completely dependent, they're completely dependent on God. Which creates in the heart such a magnet for mercy. He said, I had no husband to protect me, but Krishna always interceded. So mercy is Krishna, and dependent situations attract Krishna's mercy, and therefore mercy. And the greatest apparent lack of mercy is to be devoid of Krishna's association. But if you miss it and you have that consciousness, then you are this recipient of Krishna's mercy. I remember Prabhupada's disappearance day. One, I don't know, we used to invite these scholars, and one scholar said, if you can shed a drop of tear on the disappearance day of your dear Gurudev, you were blessed. You were blessed. Because separation means devotion, and devotion is mercy. Devotion is mercy. And therefore, we're all experiencing Krishna's mercy because he's trying to make us dependent on him. Not make ourselves dependent, not make us realize we're dependent on him. So somehow we're getting through this. I'll just read. But now the thought that Krishna is merciful to me never enters my mind, for everywhere in our home and the homes of our neighbors, I hear the loud mourning of the women whose relatives have been slain. So they've all the women, they lost their husbands. What a tragedy. And this is real love. When I went to that lecture by this Acharya Lal Bhatt, very nice Vaishnav. And I think I may explain this before, but he said, we really have to know the sarup of Sri Radha, the sarup of Sri Krishna. The sarup means their character, their being, their nature, their love, their likes, their. And that's the real beauty of the person, not just the external. Of course, Krishna is the external also, but not just the external. And he gave an example in previous cultures, you know, these marriages were arranged and you know, they were done in the proper way, and a person initially may have had some attraction, and then to his wife, and then the wife may get injured or older. But the love doesn't diminish. The initial attraction may have developed the relationship. But through that relationship, that inner person, sarup, or nature was revealed. And that beauty is greater than any opulence that someone has. So it's the same in approaching Krishna. But the process is the glorification, the glorification of Krishna, glorification of Sri Radha. And to really understand their person. Anyway, the thought that Krishna's mercy, it doesn't enter her mind. She's surrounded and people have. So I'm saying these relationships previously, chaste wife and protective husband, loyal, dedicated, there was something so deep. I know one of my friends in Lowy Bazaar, he printed my book. Known for 40 years, and his wife died in COVID. And devastated. And you see, he's big and overweight, his wife's big and overweight. But he's devastated because he was in contact with her sarup, which was beautiful, Brijbasi, and loving mother, loving wife. Loving daughter, he was devastated. So, what to speak of knowing Krishna's sarup and the pleasure one gets from that relationship and then being separated from it? Therefore, deprived of seeing him, I beg Krishna to take away our wealth and give us more calamities to bring him again within our sight. Purport, though our family has won back their kingdom, Kunti still sees no happiness because they no longer can see Krishna. They were happier when struggling against danger after danger. Thus Kunti prayed to Krishna, Vipata santu tashashvat Jagadguru bhavato darshanam yatsyat apuna bhava darshanam. I wish that all those calamities would happen again and again so that we could see you again and again. For seeing you means that we'll no longer see repeated birth and death. Bhagavatam 1:18:25. A devotee who has seen the lotus feet of Krishna is guaranteed liberation from the cycle of birth and death. But the Krishna conscious devotee sees also that this liberation, apuna bhava darsanam, is nothing compared with the pleasure of serving Krishna in one's own relationship with him. One of the characteristics of one of the six characteristics of prema, of pure devotional service at just the level of bhava, not even prema, is moksha lagudakrit. Lagu means small, lagudakrit, making small moksha. And it says that if you multiply this, that you can't compare material pleasure to the sense of moksha, of liberation. But if you multiply that by infinity, the number, the word is for infinity, it won't equal a fraction of the drop of the bhakti rasa mrita sindhu, the ocean of pure devotional service. And if it is God's love, why should we be surprised that it's infinitely pleasurable? Tatva nishkantakam rajam pandava sukhita ita madvaduna bahayasman vakayam avastitam. Krishna gave the Pandavas their kingdom, freed from thorny opponents. Now, thinking the brothers satisfied, he's abandoned us and resides in Dwarka. So I've given up hope that he will ever come back. Now I think his real mercy would be my quick death. Krishna is my life. Without Krishna, there's no life. So it's stressing it from many, many points that this connection with God is the ultimate attachment. It's the ultimate love. It's the ultimate pleasure. And it's the ultimate pain of being separated from it. But because we're only separated from God ultimately by consciousness, if in separation you're feeling that separation from God, you're simultaneously in union. Inconceivable today, jati tonight, tt. My last thread of hope that Krishna is always compassionate to his relatives and friends can easily break if I consider how strongly he's attached to the Yadavas. Purport, Yudhisthira reached the same conclusion that the Pandavas cannot hope to compete for Krishna's attention with the Yadavas or Dwarka. The Yadavas, as Krishna's family members, have first claim on Krishna. There is his uncles, his cousins, and sons. And from Kunti's point of view, the Yadavas, much more strongly than the Pandavas, are connected with Krishna as his loving servants. Therefore, go see the divine Yadavas, the Lord's most beloved associates, and live immersed in a vast, unequal ocean of joy. My Lord Narada, you know very well how great they are. Why? What can I tell you about their glories? Narada, Kunti said, should go to Dwarka to see the Yadavas, follow the example of their devotion, and achieve the mercy of their association. So I think I'm going to end today, and Krishna's been merciful to us. We lost one connection, we got the next one. And I'm also looking forward to seeing you all soon. We'll all be together. But in the future, I don't think I'll be back until the middle of April. Too much seva here, too many people coming. Yes. Okay. Jaya, if you haven't started your class yet, you can. Well, okay. Gail, are you there? Can people hear me? Anyone want to say hello?
Hare Krishna Gumaraj, Tota Gopinath here.
Hey, see you in a week.
Yes, sir. Maharaj, it's great to hear Savisachi's name.
Oh, he's a wonderful devotee. He's
Oh man,
amazing.
I'm so fortunate to have met him.
Well, these devotees in Russia, their preaching is unparalleled. I know 10, 15 names of preachers that are just huge in the country in so many ways and very advanced devotees. And that's also Krishna's mercy because Russia is a place of suffering. But somehow or other, the devotees really take the Krishna consciousness. Yeah. Okay. Anybody
Hare Krishna.
else say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, it's Indira. I really appreciated you talking about Queen Kunti and how she felt more fortunate than Krishna's mother. I'd never heard that before. That was really nice.
Yeah, that's in the purport in the first canto. Will you be in Colombia that when we're there too, getting?
I think we are there the right after, well, the day, the Sunday, maybe the last day of your Ratra. We're there. And we're there
Okay.
for that next week.
Okay, I'll still be there for 3 days
Good. Good,
to see
good.
you.
Yes. Thank
Okay,
you.
great. Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Gurudev. Thank you very much for the class.
Looks very
Namaste.
beautiful. That's your garden outside?
Yeah, that's the garden. Yeah, the weather is very good, Maharaj.
Okay,
Yeah,
very
I hope
okay.
one day you come here. I
I hope
really
to.
dream it.
I hope to. I really hope. I'm bike over now. Maybe my wish will be fulfilled. Okay, anybody else say
Yeah.
hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Thank you for class.
Maladi. Hari
Hare Bol.
Bo. So I'll see you soon.
Yes, looking forward to it, Maharaj.
Okay, Hare Krishna.
Hare
Good.
Bol.
Anybody else say hello today?
Hare
Hare
Krishna Maharaj.
Oh.
You're that. Hare
Was happy.
Krishna. Good to see
Thanks so
you.
much. Thank you for class. It made me think of how my dependence on Krishna has gotten stronger in my trust. And it made me think of what Raghunath says sometimes: if Krishna likes you, he gives you everything. But if he loves you, he takes everything away. So, from the from the spiritual perspective, when things could seem unfortunate, they're really a blessing.
Very nice realization. Thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome.
Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Kelly Becker, I just wanted to say hi and thank you for class.
Hey, great, great. Where are you now?
I'm at work in
Is
Philly,
it
in Philadelphia.
a school?
A hospital.
Oh, a hospital. Okay. Anyway, we'll see you in Cali.
I can't wait. I cannot wait.
That's going to be great. Malati's going too.
Yes, I know.
Okay. Very well. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Gumaraj, it's Lal Govinda. Thank you for class.
Hey, okay. We'll see you soon.
Looking
Great.
forward.
Come
All right,
on.
well.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. A few more say hello.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Sri Radhika here.
Hey, how are you, Attica? Well, good.
Thank you for the class.
You're in your place there?
No, I'm in GV Maharaj.
You're in where?
GV Govardhan Ekovedanta. In
Really?
India. Yes.
What are you doing there?
I arrived yesterday and I will stay here for 3 weeks. But yeah, I'm so close to you, but I can't make it to come and see you. It's just so unfortunate.
What are you doing there?
Well, I'm attending a Bhagavad Gita course, but it's my friend's wedding also in 2 weeks.
Okay.
And my mom will come and visit me, so yeah.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Okay. See, I wish I stayed in April longer than you could come over after that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to leave early now. So everybody's coming that I know. Okay. Anybody else say hello? Thank you.
Thank you. Nice.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, wonderful class. Thank you for mentioning our dear Tamal Krishna Maharaj.
Right, right. You also were very close with him. It was nice. Are you in Washington?
Yeah, I'm right near Washington. Yes, yes, I'm at home near Washington.
Yeah, near Potomac and things, yeah. Raj Bihari is here. He's coming back soon, right? They're going to have the opening of that temple.
Friday, yes, he's coming on Friday, and on Gorpurnim we're opening a beautiful, brand new $15 million temple on the property that the ISKCON's owned since 1976. So
really, it's a nice temple.
It's a beautiful, beautiful temple, just spectacular.
Are there any pictures we can see yet, or we have to wait?
Oh, there's lots of pictures. There's lots of pictures on the internet, you know.
can you send me by email? I'd appreciate it.
Yes. Yes, I will send you pictures right over today.
Thanks for coming on, Henry. It was nice to see you. Okay.
Your classes are the best, Maharaj. Absolutely. Head and shoulders above everybody else.
You're kind. Thank you. Okay. Anybody else say hello? Okay. We'll end now.